This is a podcast from Patriots.com. For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com. Now, Cheerleader Chit Chat with Lori Baranski.
Hello and welcome to another Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. I'm Lori Baranski and we are blessed once again with Tracy Sormonti being here. How are you, Tracy?
Hi, Lori. I'm doing great. Thanks.
So good. Wow. 2 weeks in a row. And, like, I can't believe it. You're here again.
I love being here.
How do you make time for us?
You need to invite me more. I'll be here every day. It's a lot more fun than the paperwork. Yeah, in my office. Invite me.
So you guys are in the middle of auditions right now. Literally, the middle of auditions.
Yes, right in the middle.
So how was Saturday prelims? Good turnout?
We had a great turnout. We had about 300 ladies coming down in torrential downpours. I was surprised how many people made it. And they still somehow looked great when they walked in the door.
Of course, they always do.
And, you know, what a better way to spend a rainy Saturday than inside having a fun dance audition.
I bet. It was a good turnout. I heard that the people were absolutely gorgeous.
They were beautiful. They were fit. They were talented.
Yeah.
And above all, they were really, really positive. I started the day with just a quick welcome. And, you know, they were clapping for the current cheerleaders and they were clapping about the program. They just seemed happy to be there.
That's awesome. It's always good to start an audition positive like that.
That's right. It's a long day. It's a hard day. And, you know, not everybody leaves feeling great if they weren't selected. So if you start the day with great spirit, you're going to feel good at the end.
Right. And, you know, I remember the first time I tried out, you said the first step of the entire process is actually showing up. So that's a huge accomplishment for a lot of them, is just to actually get out of bed in that rain and get to the stadium and actually have, you know, meet some people and have a good day.
Right. You know, and when you walk in and everybody's carrying these big duffel bags and, you know, there's 300 people and it probably appeared because they get in line. It probably appeared that there were like 900 people.
Right.
It's a little intimidating, but people held on. They did great.
That's awesome. So how many people made it to finals?
39 finalists from prelims were selected to finals, and 17 cheerleaders will be joining them.
Right, because for those of you that don't know, all of the re-auditioning cheerleaders, all the cheerleaders have to re-audition if they plan on coming back.
That's right.
So they start from scratch right now.
Right, exactly. So we have, you know, in the 60s, so the number is in the 60s, and, you know, this, we call this next weekend coming up, we call it final auditions, but it's really not final auditions.
Right.
It's really like semifinals.
Mm-hmm.
We don't announce a squad. I will announce some line captains, maybe all. And then I'm going to narrow the field down to about 40 to train for 2 more weeks. So the process doesn't end until April 5th. It's a very long process.
It's a very long process. Well worth it.
Well worth it.
Well worth it. Now, to be a line captain, you do have to have been a cheerleader in previous years.
Absolutely.
You have to make the squad again.
That's right.
Obviously. So don't be frustrated if that's what you plan on doing coming from.
That's right. Line captain has to have experience. And,
right.
And if you've never, even if you've cheered through for your whole life, if you've never cheered for the Patriots or been a part of our program, it would be very hard to lead. If you know, you have to learn. First year is a big learning process.
So let's talk a little bit about people who actually made it to the finals.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're listening. Maybe we can give them some tips of what they can expect for finals. And even after that, is there going to be a cut on finals day?
There is going to be a cut on finals day, so I will go. I think I'm guessing my number is about six. I don't remember exactly. Maybe 58, 60, and we'll pare it down to about 40. So, yeah, you know, 10, 15 or so will be eliminated that day, but it won't be a huge cut.
Right, and it'll be a hard cut for
you guys. It will be a hard cut for us because we really, really want to select the best. If someone made it to finals or the semifinals, then they probably have pretty much everything that it takes to make the team. We're just finding the 24 people who have the most of all of those qualities.
And work well together.
And work well together.
That mesh well. So they'll show up on final day,
mm-hmm.
final auditions day.
Yep.
Now they'll have a brief interview, correct?
They'll have it's really not an interview. It's more of a kind of a meet and greet, I say, with the judges, because we don't ask them anything tricky.
Right.
We don't ask them anything about football. It's more of an opportunity for the judges to have a conversation with them. And it's probably only about a minute and a half per participant. And it's just, you know, either we'll ask them questions that you can't get a right or wrong answer, or just a conversation. You know,
right.
Tell us a little about yourself.
Which is easy enough because they have already met with you. Because
mm-hmm.
if they made it to finals, they have 2 weeks to have an interview with you.
That's right.
And an optional practice.
Mm-hmm.
So then they show up on that final day. They have that brief interview. They get to practice their dances a few more times.
Yep. They'll perform two routines that day that they learned at prelims.
Yep.
They'll also be asked to do about a 30-second freestyle routine to show their own style. Not
Which
about
I
their
love.
Choreography. I love it, too. It shows you know, people's personality. It shows their own style. They'll be asked to do a series of high kicks, a high kick combination. If they can tumble, they can show us their tumbling skills. And then there's also the swimsuit modeling segment where they can show us how great they look in their swimsuit.
Right. And you don't have to be a model to do that.
No.
Nor a tumbler, because tumbling just enhances your score. And the swimsuit portion is specifically about poise and showing how you carry yourself. And
right.
Your physical fitness.
Exactly. Your level of physical fitness. And, you know, I don't expect people to be out there like America's Next Top Model.
Of course.
People don't, you know.
Well, if you are.
Well, yeah. If you are, yes, that's fantastic if you are. But, you know, I don't care about any, you know, the fancy walks. And just go out and show that you're confident and you look great.
Exactly. So now, if they make this cut on final audition day, mm-hmm. they have how long to show you how good they are?
Well, they have 2 weeks, and those 2 weeks are the hardest part of the process,
I'm sure.
Because we run practices exactly as we would if they make the team, and that includes running the ramps at the stadium. That includes we'll have a kickboxing instructor come in and a Pilates instructor. We'll be learning a ton of choreography that they'll be asked to learn and have great from one practice to the next. We'll have media training, and we're going to be coming and meeting with you in here,
Yay!
Lori, too.
I can't wait.
There's a lot that is crammed into 2 weeks, and we'll be watching them very, very closely.
And those are mandatory practices?
No, they're optional practices,
okay.
But strongly suggested.
Of course. Because, you know, you want to see for yourself if you can actually handle this as well.
That's right. It's not just about me seeing if they're a fit. It's about
right.
them seeing if this program is a fit for them.
Right, because essentially, they don't become optional once you make the team.
That's right. And they need to, you know, if they don't like how the practices are, if they don't like the calisthenics, they don't like the work, you know, in this 2-week process, and they're going to have a real long year. So they need to know what it's all about before they join on.
Right. And if anybody who's listening who actually makes those optional practices, you know, don't be afraid of them either. They're going to be tough, and things will get easier as the mm-hmm. season goes on. So we don't want you to get scared away either.
Right. Look at it as a challenge.
Exactly.
Look at it as a challenge. And boy, what a sense of accomplishment you're going to have if you get through those 2 weeks and you make the squad.
I completely agree. And every cheerleader and dancer loves a good challenge.
That's right.
They all do.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that to look forward to. And then if they make the squad, you guys are headed off to Punta Cana again.
Punta Cana, yeah. The day after they make the squad, well, that would be a Sunday. Come Monday, we're going to have our meetings in Boston at the passport agency for those who don't have one. So
wow. That is so awesome.
It all happens quickly. We'll be getting sized for uniforms. We have new uniforms being designed right now for...
Which are hot.
Yep. They're beautiful, fringe and white and beautiful, and everyone's going to love them.
Love them.
Yep.
Always a good time at the Patriots Cheerleader Field House over there.
That's right.
And then there's tons of other perks, but we're going to talk about that another time because we want to see how these audition process go and so that the girls who come in have something to talk about with me.
That's right. We'll be sending them in. You can meet them too, Lori.
I cannot wait.
That's right.
So thank you so much for joining us again, Tracy.
Thanks for having me.
Good luck at finals. These are all these interviews going on.
And you're going to come and help, right?
Oh, I'm coming.
You're going to be there.
I'll be there.
All right.
We'll talk about it again.
Perfect.
Thank you so much. Thank you guys for listening. Until next time, we'll see you on the sidelines.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.